What's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Seekers Podcast. Again, this is episode number 2 from a recent Marketing Seekers live show. I've been doing more of these podcasts live and having so much fun with it. Hopefully you enjoyed the last one where you had a chance to hear some really cool marketing secrets from some of my friends. This episode, I'm actually going to go deeper into something that I've been geeking out on, that I've been thinking about, that I think you are really, really going to enjoy. What I'm going to cover in this episode is actually one of the big ahas I got from a recent event we ran. It was our first live event we've had in a year and a half, 2 years, crazy. And it was called the FAT event, the Funnel Hackathon event. And I share one of the big epiphanies that a lot of people had at the FAT event. If you want to get on our next Marketing Seekers live show and get your questions answered live, and hang out with us, make sure to go to clubhousewithrussell.com, go register for the clubhouse, and you'll be notified the next time I go live. So the big question is this: how are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets. All right. Well, I'm excited. Typically when I record the Marketing Seekers podcast, it's me on my phone clicking record and talking. And so that's what's going to happen for the next 15 minutes or so, is just sharing you guys the biggest thing that's on my mind right now. And so this week we actually did our very first live event since COVID, which was amazing. Here in our office, we have an event room that holds about 60 people. And so we did an event. The event is called the FAT event, and it's not FAT, like overweight people who eat donuts and stuff, for 2 days. It was the Funnel Hackathon. So Funnel Hackathon, FHAT. So they all nicknamed it the FAT event. And this is an event we used to do 4 years ago. Was actually the very first FAT event we ever did. And it was helping people to figure out their messaging, their story. And then we actually built out a webinar presentation with everybody in the audience. And we did it 4 years ago. And if you've seen inside the ClickFunnels community, some of the people who have had the biggest, most successful webinars, people that a lot of 7, a few 8, and a couple of 9-figure earners who were in that room at the time, who crafted their webinar that went on to build out their entire businesses and their followings based on that. And so we did it once, and then we ran versions of the FAT event 3 or 4 times afterwards. And then, when things work really good, like a lot of us business owners and marketers do, we stopped doing it. So we stopped doing it. I think I was tired of doing the live events. We kind of just paused it and didn't do it for a couple years. And recently I got excited and I'd been working on webinars and frameworks and just things like that. And I was like, I want to do the FAT event again. And so we put it together. We invited some of our inner circle and some of our 2 Comma Club ex-coaching students to come to it. And we had about 60 people in the office here in Boise the last 2 days, and then 400 or 500 people watching from home. And it was amazing. It was 2 days. And it was cool because we had a chance where it wasn't just like strategically teaching, like, oh, here's the strategic concepts, but it was very tactical. Like, okay, here's slide number one. Let me explain the strategy of slide number one. This is what we do, why we do it, how we do it. And then everyone would jump in and they'd actually build out slide number one. We do slide number 2, 3, and we build out the entire presentation. So it was cool when it was finished. Everybody had a presentation that's done. They can go and they can actually use to sell their stuff. And so that was what's happening last 2 days. So obviously this is what's been top of my mind. And the last day of the event, we went around the room and had everyone share their biggest aha and their biggest takeaway. And what was interesting to me is that the thing that came up the most often that was people's biggest aha was something that I was kind of confused. I didn't realize that it was going to be that big of a deal. And it was interesting. So before I share what that is, if you know how the perfect webinar framework works that we teach, right? When somebody comes on a webinar, first we have an introduction. From there, we share the origin story about how we discovered our framework. And then we have secret 1, 2, and 3. Secret number 1, you teach the strategy behind the framework. Secret number 2, you teach the strategy behind the internal false belief they're going to have about the framework. Secret number 3, you teach the external false belief about the that they may have about their ability to use the framework, and then you transition to the stack and the closes, and that's kind of the perfect webinar framework, right? If you don't know how it works, if you go to perfectwebinar.com, $7, you can buy the framework and the training that shows you the process, or read the Expert Secrets book. I go into excruciating detail in that book, walking through the process as well. And so that's kind of a real quick overview of the framework. For those who don't know it, those who have gone through my stuff, you understand how the framework works. And the biggest takeaway people kept saying was fascinating was, after they would introduce the webinar, they transitioned to their origin story. And what people were doing is they were just telling their origin story. Like, here's how I became me, right? And they were telling their origin story. And even people who had really successful webinars, that's what they were doing. And when I kind of rebroke it down slide by slide, I showed them that it wasn't just the origin story of themselves that they're sharing. yet that's what most people are doing. It's the origin story about how you discovered the framework that you're actually teaching on the webinar, right? So for example, if you watch the webinar that we used to launch ClickFunnels, the framework that I'm teaching is this framework of funnel hacking, right? Of how we find successful funnels. We look at them, we reverse engineer them, we build our own funnels. Like, that's the framework that I'm teaching, right? And so the framework, the origin story I'm sharing is not the origin story about, you know, how I met my wife, or the origin story about how I started a business, or like, that's not the origin story I'm sharing yet. That seemed like for most of the people who were there, they'd been sharing their origin story just about their life. Like here's, you know, I was born on a cold winter night and blah, blah, you know, whatever. Like, they're telling their story, as opposed to it's the specific story about your discovery of the framework. Like, how did you actually find that framework? That's the story that's being told, right? Because when you do that, that then gives people the desire to go deeper on the framework. And so when we were building out everyone's webinar, the very first step we did with everyone is we said, okay, with this webinar, there's a result you are promising. What is the result that everyone's, if they go through this 90-minute presentation with you, what's the result that they should be able to get, right? And so every business was different. There's some people there in the weight loss market. So I'm going to show you how to get six-pack abs, how to make a million bucks, or how to speed read, or how to, like, you know, whatever their person, the result they had, right? And so we became super clear, like, what's the result? And the second question was like, what are all of the things that people are currently doing to try to get that result, right? Like, if someone's registering for your webinar, it's probably not the first time they've like, oh, I want to lose weight. Oh, I want to make money, right? In fact, Caitlin Poland said that the average woman goes through eight diets a year. So almost every month they're starting a new diet. So when they come and they register for your weight loss webinar, this is not the first time. They tried they tried eight other vehicles this year to try to get that one result, right? And so that's the key is, first off, what's the big result you're promising? What are the other vehicles people are trying to use right now currently to get that result? And this webinar is about, what is the new opportunity? What's the new vehicle that you're trying to show them? And so that first origin story is literally telling your story about how you tried these other vehicles too. I tried this, and none of these things worked. And that's when this thing happened. Either I had an epiphany, or I had an inspiration from God, or I met somebody and they gave me this nugget, this piece, this thing. Right? And that's how I discovered this framework. And this framework is a new opportunity. It's a vehicle. It's a different way to get that result than all the things you tried in the past. And this is how I found it, and why it worked, right? So that original story, that first 15 minutes of your presentation, is you're telling that story of how you discovered this framework, right? And that's the thing that gets the desire for them to, like, okay, now I want to dive into secret one, secret two, secret three, and moving through the stack and the close and the rest of the presentation. And so again, there were probably four or five of the people in the room that was their biggest takeaway was, I always thought the origin story was just telling my story, but it's not. It's the origin story of how you discovered this framework, this vehicle, whatever you want to call it, the new opportunity that you are using to get someone the result that they've been trying to get through all the other, you know, things they've been trying in the past. And when they discover that and they hear your story about how you discovered it, all of a sudden it's like, oh my gosh, like, now I get it. Now I got to figure this out, because you're right. I've tried all these other vehicles. I've tried all these other ways to lose weight or to make money or to whatever. Right? So you're sharing those. And then this is discovery that I found, that the new opportunity, the thing that's different. And now they're like intrigued, and now they're going to go through the actual teaching part of your presentation. So that's what I want to share with you guys, is just understanding that the origin story is the origin story of your discovery of the framework that you're going to be sharing with them during the presentation. And so hopefully that helps. And as you guys are creating your presentations, again, anything you're trying to sell. In fact, I learned this originally from Perry, who was on a little bit earlier. He said that, I think it was back when he was running Digital Marketer. It was like they looked at all their old sales videos and their ads and stuff like that. And anytime in an ad they tried to convince somebody of more than one thing, the conversions dropped in like half. And they tried to convince them two things, it dropped like 100%, right? 200 to 300%. And so when you're creating your presentation, the only thing you're trying to do is get somebody to believe that this framework you're sharing is the best way for them to get the result that they're trying to get. Like, that's the entire goal of the presentation. And so we understand that. It's like, okay, what is the result I'm trying to get somebody? Right? What are the other things they've been trying to get? And then this is the key. This is the framework that's going to get them that result. So that's what I want to share with you guys today. As you are crafting out your sales presentations, it works for webinars, works for video sales letters, works for upsell offers, works for your ads, works for everything you're doing. It's like that framework, that concept is the same, right? Sharing the origin story about how you discovered the actual framework. Hey everybody, this is Russell again, and really quick, I just opened up a texting community, which means you can text me your questions, and right now I'm spending anywhere between 10 and 30 minutes every single day answering questions through text message to people who are on the podcast. And so I wanted you to stop everything you're doing, pull your phone out, and actually text me a message, okay? Now the phone number you need to text is 208-231-3797. Once again, it's 208-231-3797. When you text me, just say hello, and then what's going to happen is it'll add you to my phone, and then it'll send you back a message where you can add me to your phone, and then we can start having conversations. On top of that, through this texting community is where I'm going to be giving out free swag, giving away free copies of my book, let you know about book signings, about times I'm coming to your local area, and a whole bunch more. So I want to make sure you are on this list. On top of that, every single day, I'm sending out my favorite quotes, my favorite frameworks, and things you can get for free only through my texting platform. So what you need to do right now is pull out your phone and text me at area code 208-231-3797. One more time, that's 208-231-3797. I can't wait to hear from you right now.